Bruce Ratner, the developer of the Atlantic Yards project in Brooklyn, said recently that the slowing economy is probably going to delay major parts of the huge construction plan. With me now to explain more is Charles Bagley of the New York Times, who's been following the Atlantic Yards development for his newspaper. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are Bruce Ratner's official statements about the status of Atlantic Yards right now?
Well, I think he officially, you know, he very much wants to go forward with the project. But what he's talking about is that he's focused on the arena itself, a project that has swelled from a little more than $600 million to more than $900 million, which would make it the most expensive arena in the country.
And that's what he would build. He would forget about the residential towers, the affordable housing, the Miss Brooklyn Tower.
Well, forget about it is probably not the way to go. But I think that when this project was approved by the state in December of 2006, they envisioned the entire project being done in 10 years. The first section, what's called Phase 1, would have been the arena, the office building known as Miss Brooklyn, and three residential buildings, all of which were huddled around the arena, as well as Site 5, a building across the street. And what they're talking about, what they're focusing on right now is the arena, period. And they're hoping that, you know, by the time that's finished, that maybe they'll be able to finish the first residential building. And maybe a year later, they'll have the second residential building. But what it amounts to is a much more drawn-out process. And like I said, when it was approved in December of 2006, the entire build-out was supposed to take 10 years. 9 months later, in September of 2007, Ratner and the state came together on a funding agreement. And the funding agreement gives him now 12 years to build phase one. So I think they were on to the new realities here.
Wasn't part of the problem that he was finding a hard time getting an anchor tenant for the Miss Brooklyn project?
Well, most commercial developers would not put up a speculative building. They would want an anchor tenant. And at least at one point, Miss Brooklyn was sort of a combination office, hotel, and I think there were going to be some condos. But at least the way they're talking about it now, it's an office building. But it's sort of, for their design, a very important office building. It's sort of the entry. You know, the prow of this big ship that they're trying to drive through Brooklyn.
Now, how much of these delays are the direct result of the economic downturn, as Bruce Ratner said, and how much is it because of the lawsuits that have been filed against Forest City Ratner?
Well, the lawsuits certainly play a factor, if only because construction costs are still, the cost of materials and construction is still rising at anywhere between 1% and 2% a month. So, you know, that adds up to a lot of money. And Ratner says that these lawsuits have stalled him for almost 2 years. So, you know, that has a profound effect. But I don't know that anyone imagined that you would go from a situation where the banks are just throwing money at real estate, banks and other lenders, you know, where no matter how big the project, you could go in the doors of one bank and come out with a big pile of cash. But now, it's not just Ratner, but any developer who wants to try to move forward today with a large real estate project is having an impossible time trying to find someone to lend in the money. A perfectly good example relative to Ratner is he's got a project downtown in lower Manhattan called the Beekman Tower. Very big, 70-plus stories. It's over 900 apartments. And he had finished in early December, I think he finished the foundation and moved a crane onto the site. But the project, it's been idle ever since. And even though the crane is there, so it means you're paying for that crane to stand there, and you're paying for your crews because you don't want them to go off on some other job. And then when you get, but his problem is that he wasn't able to put together a $700 million construction loan. Again, 18 months ago, you could have gone to one bank and gotten the entire loan. But today, they're trying to piece together a half dozen different lenders to come up with the financing for the tower. And they told me at the time I was doing my story that they anticipated closing on the financing for Beekman Tower by the end of this month. I don't know if they're still on track, but it's illustrative of the difficulties. I mean, that here you are in midstream, so to speak, and you're having an awful time putting together the financing.
Talking about midstream, doesn't the fact that Eliot Spitzer has now been replaced by David Paterson as our governor cast a further shadow on the future of this project? David Paterson in 2005 called for a statewide moratorium on eminent domain.
Yes, he did. Now, we haven't heard a word from him since. Who knows how he feels today? Eminent domain was very much on the front burner back in 2005. You had a big Supreme Court decision and a lot of chatter about it in New York because of a variety of projects where the state was willing to condemn private property. I'm not sure where he's at. You know, it is clear that the Spitzer people took a long time to get their arms around economic development, and now we have a new administration, and the big question is how long are they going to take? Will he do a complete house cleaning and start all over, or is he going to keep some executives in place so that there's some institutional memory? But you know, we're in a very difficult time, and I think both the city and the state are going to have to sort of open up a MASH tent and start doing triage, you know, decide what are the most important projects that need to go forward today, and then what are the projects that are just going to have to wait or fall off the table.
Well, some people are concerned that Brooklyn is about to lose a group of buildings by one of the world's major architects. Should that be a concern?
You know, it's wonderful to have these world-famous architects. They tend to be very expensive, and they do provide a different, you know, different kind of building and all. But I'm not sure that that should be the primary concern, particularly for these public-private partnerships, you know, where the public is making a huge investment. And they've got to be concerned about what they get back for that. And given all the projects that are in motion right now, I think the city and the state are going to be forced to make decisions about what is the most important.
And we saw something similar happen with the Metrotech project, also Bruce Ratner. It took almost 20 years to complete, a lot longer than anybody expected. And that is not one of the great architectural projects of New York City, but has that been a success as far as most people see it?
Well, I started my career in journalism working at the Brooklyn Phoenix on Atlantic Avenue when Bruce Ratner was just talking about Metrotech, you know, we never knew where is he ever going to get this thing built. Now, 20 years later, it is built and open and fully tenanted. They've got, I think they're just about full. Now, a lot of it is with government agencies. I think you would have hoped that they would be private sector entities. But, you know, it was, sections of that area were pretty run down and pretty barren. prior to Metrotech, whatever you think of the architecture. I mean, those are big, blocky buildings. Just visually, it's not the most pleasant, but...
But talking about rundown areas and public and private, you revealed that Bruce Ratner was involved in the building of the Times building, your newspaper's building. Did that make your bosses happy when you broke that story?
No, well, I don't think it's been, it's not been a mystery that Ratner was the co-developer for this building.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy with those digs so far? That is another great architect, Renzo Piano.
Yeah, I like the whole transparent concept of the building, and for me personally, after spending 10 years staring at the men's room door, never knowing what the weather was outside the building, I've now got a window seat. So personally, it's good for me. Although there is a building going up across the street that's going to block my view.
Already. Yesterday, a developer with a $1 billion bid was selected for the West Side Rail Yards project. Do you think, considering the problems that Bruce Ratner has experienced in Brooklyn, that people will be more reluctant to do these kinds of things in the future? And especially in the light of an economic slowdown, although I'm sure most developers think by the time I get going, everything will be back to normal.
No, no doubt that's in everyone's mind. Is how long is this recession or going to last? Are we going to see really serious layoffs on Wall Street? You're already seeing a decline in tax revenues. And Wall Street, particularly during the bonus season, is responsible for a lot of that. And you've seen the disappearance of one, or practical disappearance of one investment bank, Bear Stearns. I think in the long run, New York will be fine. But I think in the back of everyone's mind right now is just the difficulty in financing. And when you're trying to build right now, I think people were joking yesterday with respect to the rail yards, well, do you offer congratulations or condolences?
Just one more thing, and we have very little time. The Atlantic Yards project never really gets built or doesn't get built completely, what happens to the rest of the land?
Well, first of all, I think the land has been rezoned. So the value of that property is higher today than it was 5 years ago.
So somebody else may very well build it.
So, I think Ratner may do a portion of it and then sell it off, but it won't be like nothing ever gets built over there.
Charles Bagley writes for the New York Times. We've been talking about Bruce Ratner's announcement recently that the slowing economy is probably going to delay major parts of the Atlantic Yards project. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.